Idaho Fish and Game spokesperson Mike Keckler talked with me about the delisted grizzly population in Yellowstone. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
The federal government has announced that this particular grizzly bear population, the greater Yellowstone population, will be delisted. This is a good thing. This is an amazing conservation story, considering in 1975 there were barely 100 bears, and now we've got over 700. It's quite remarkable what's occurred over that period of time.
Just help me out a little bit. We have 700. Really, to me, is a relatively small population.
Well, but bears do. Things happen. Sometimes they can be killed by other bears. Sometimes they get hit by cars. And, occasionally one has to be taken out if, it's involved in an attack on a human. So it's all part of what's called the overall mortality that affect grizzly bears. And they're watched. Most of them have collars on them. They know how many are out there. They've been studying them for some time. Now, other populations like the Selkirk population in the panhandle of North Idaho, this does not affect them in any way, or the populations in Montana and northern Montana. This is just this particular population, the greater Yellowstone grizzly bear population. This is a subject that a lot of people have interest in. We're here to manage these bears responsibly, to ensure that their population is stable, that we can reduce conflict when it occurs, and sometimes it does occur, and that's what this is about.
A monumental and extremely positive conservation effort. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.